Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Saint Stephen, the first martyr. In the midst of Christmas joy, we immediately have death and martyrdom. And you and I might want to ask, Holy Mother Church, why so serious? I just finished my cake. Well, yesterday's Gospel of John's grand prologue might be a key for us. God, the eternal Word, from the beginning became flesh and dwelt among us. But Saint John is also a master of irony, because yesterday's Gospel also said, He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world knew Him not. He came to His own home, and His own people received Him not. Within the Christmas story is a grand irony, which ought to challenge us. God has come to be with us, but we are not with God. That humanity prefers despair to the love of God revealed in Bethlehem, and ultimately preferring darkness to light. And that notion continues throughout the whole New Testament with the example of Saint Stephen, the first martyr after the resurrection. Saint Stephen dies because his own people did not receive Christ. So today's feast offers us a more complete meaning of Christmas. God came to our home so that He could take us to His. As Saint Stephen said at the hour of his death, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. That is why in the midst of the soberness of martyrdom, we can continue the Christmas joy. For we can pray the words of the ancient Ambrosian liturgy. Yesterday, the Lord was born on earth, so that Stephen might be born in heaven. Let us pray. Grant, Lord, we pray that we imitate what we worship, and so learn to love our enemies. For we celebrate the heavenly birthday of a man who knew how to pray, even for his persecutors. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.